escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. We're out west, Ashburn, Virginia. The last official day of training camp. They got the game Sunday. They will be back out here next week. Next week's schedule is going to be really interesting for this team because they are
basically not playing that week.
They have the week off. Roster cuts have to come down Tuesday.
Yeah.
I wonder if, you know, on some level they will. I'm very curious. Normally we would hear from Dan Quinn and Adam Peters probably Tuesday afternoon. But I don't know that we will with the ongoing Terry situation. I don't know that we won't either. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's going to be really interesting to see as the Terry thing just kind of lingers. We shall see. I know that they'll have at least one practice, but today is the last day we get to watch full practices.
Yeah.
Next week we'll be back to the normal. We get to watch like stretching.
And yeah, maybe stretch.
Next week they probably won't be as hardcore. We probably get to watch individuals and stuff.
They roll up on out of here.
Yeah, man. But it's a different world.
It's now where all of the secrecy begins to happen, you know, and it's understandable. Every you know, listen, I don't care who the coach is, how cool they are, they all think everybody's gonna get them. You know? Everybody's looking to get to figure it out. I told you, Coach Gill would stop practice as soon as he saw a helicopter or a plane fly over. You know, hey, stop.
That had to be tough out here. I mean, those planes are always flying.
They were always flying over there for sure. Right. When we were in Herndon, you know, so they got those little mindsets where they worry about everything. And they just, but you know, hey. And then if you allow everyone to put up with everything that they see, you wouldn't have many secrets.
I agree with that.
Because you know there is someone there looking for the play, looking for the personnel group and the design, and they will dissect the hell out of it. And the defense will be waiting on you.
Do you remember when Snyder first bought the team and he brought training camp here and started charging people to come? And then because it was then you could pay to get in, every other team could send
their scouts. Let's be real, dude. Fans are not – just because they have on the colors don't mean that they're working for your team. You know what I mean?
Right.
They come up here and be commander, Redskin down, they'll be watch the football team down. But guess what? They were working for somebody else.
And football coaches are just so paranoid. Maybe
and then you couldn't understand. Yeah, oh, man, I can't believe they'll do that. Well, I can't believe you're charging.
Right. just not all cash grabs are good cash grabs. Obviously, yesterday was a really, really light practice. Jog through, if you will. If you look around the NFL, there are a handful of joint practices going on. Mm-hmm. Seahawks are in Green Bay for a joint practice. Talk about some travel. Like, my theory is that you should keep preseason travel as much as you can.
Seahawks and Green Bay?
Yeah.
That's a Mike Holmgren connection.
I mean, he's not.
He coached in both of them, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. The Mike Holmgren Bowl. it is a bummer that we're here and there was some excitement, some juice for Ravens Commanders, and now it's just not happening. You know, for whatever reason, it's the case now. Mm-hmm. And it kind of doesn't matter what shook out because it's not happening now. Yep. DQ yesterday said he kind of made it seem like this is going to be they're not going all in with the burgundy and gold bowl.
Nah, there's a situational day where they're going to have referees working and looking at certain things that they're going to be trying to do. And see how it goes. You know?
They're going to try to push the gas a little bit today, I think.
My cousin was supposed to be here today. But since they're not doing the what's called, the NFL referees are taking over everything.
Oh, gotcha. Who was supposed to come?
My cousin's the referee.
Gotcha.
Yeah. He refs college football, and they get a lot of them to come help, and he does a lot of the Ravens work for them when they need people.
Gotcha. So today will just – because they had a crew here yesterday. I don't know. I saw them leaving the field, and I was like, oh, well, they have refs today, but they
– they wouldn't have helped out. They didn't need nothing to look at yesterday. Yesterday was so slow. The referee is probably like, look, man, I'm going to call delay a game because y'all are moving so slow. You know, but no, it was a chill practice yesterday.
Yeah, which makes me think today will be
a little bit more ramped.
Yeah, I think today they'll kind of go because I don't think we're going to see much on Saturday from folks that will be major contributors. And one thing I find interesting, I don't know how this shakes out, but generally this third preseason game. Mm-hmm. Your day three draft picks, maybe even your day one and day two draft picks. But, like, if you're a rookie, generally you're playing in the first preseason game, generally, mm-hmm. in the third preseason game, rather. But if you look at this draft, Connerly has been really good and has turned – he had a really insightful comment to me yesterday, and it was me and Kilgore. Mm-hmm. Where he said, you know, early on, I was so focused on making the transition from left to right that it was like kind of mechanical and I just wasn't having any fun. And then I was really hard on myself. And then he figured out that, like, I got to enjoy myself.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, like, this isn't going to work. And he said he started to have fun and then he was just playing ball.
Totally.
And that he really enjoyed it. He's a really insightful young man, dude.
Connerly?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that dude, man.
But in short, Connerly's either going to start at right tackle week one and you bump Wiley inside. Wiley's been playing really well, so I understand maybe if they're not in a hurry to do that. But I would expect it to happen at some point. Like, Connerly's got a pretty clear role on this team.
Yeah.
Trey Amos, same thing.
Yeah.
Now, maybe you want to get him some work since he didn't play in the last preseason game.
Depending on how you know, the little tightness, if the tightness has gotten worse, then you don't worry about it because you got that extra week.
Well, here's my question, and I mean this sincerely, and I don't disagree with your premise of you got to play football to play football.
Mm-hmm.
But, like,
practice football to play football.
But, like, if they play Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and it's two full weeks until
the next
week
game.
One, does getting three series of work or a quarter or one series, whatever that is, mm-hmm. does that make a big impact 2 weeks later? Like, does that give you that much
I don't
pressure?
Know if it makes a big impact, but if you don't get none at all, you didn't have that at all to go on.
Right, but I'm saying if they're happy with where guys are through – damn near a month of camp.
Mm-hmm.
Does Saturday – do guys need the Saturday work for 2 weeks later?
I would say yes, they need it, but I would say it's not all on the coaches these days, Jay. It's on coaches, front offices, and all these analytical people and everything else who are basically telling guys what to do, what not to do, how to do it. You can't tell me the people that get maybe a 2-3 series – this week, and those who did none at all are not a little better off than the other guys, you know?
Right.
So, look, it's strange to me. Like, I watch it, and I'm looking, and the people that run football today aren't the people that play football. Those are the people that sit in their offices and do other stuff and tell you how they think a body should be, when the people that went through it and have done it, they will tell you. Just like I say, if you get injured and you sit out for 2 weeks, what do the players always say? You lose a lot. So if you're going to lose something by being injured and be out a week, if you don't play at all and then you got 2 weeks where you're just going through the motions, now you're getting ready for a game, so you're really not going to be going super hard. You have to lose something there too.
So it's going to be really interesting because Connerly's got a clear role. Amos has got a clear role. No third rounder. Fourth rounder's Jalen Lane. I think he's got a clear role.
Yeah.
Like, to me, until you get Terry and Noah back on the field, of the current crop of receivers running around, Debo is clearly the best. Debo has had a fantastic camp. Mm-hmm. Debo looks really, really good. Lane's number two on the depth chart to me. And I'd say it's a pretty big gap after that.
Yeah.
Lane has proven in a month here, he knows how to get open. He knows how to run routes. He can help in NFL offense.
Mm-hmm.
He's also probably going to be your punt returner.
Mm-hmm.
Seems pretty clear there. Now, they're not going to say it officially, right? But, like, that's your fourth rounder. So, that's another rookie with a very clear role, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Fifth rounder, Kane Medrano. I think he could use the work. No sixth, I believe. I'm sorry, Medrano was the sixth. Fifth is Debo, so Debo ain't playing in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh, a seventh-round rookie. 99 times out of 100, hell yeah, you're playing in the third preseason game. And maybe Bill goes, don't get me wrong, but I think at this point, Bill has a pretty clear role. It's just a unique situation where it's a relatively light draft class because they traded picks away to get Tunsil and Debo. And then the guys all the way until the seventh round pick, it's pretty obvious where they fit in. Medrano, I think, is a little bit different. He doesn't have the obvious role, but like 1, 2, 4, 7 have a pretty obvious role. And I think that speaks to what they think is a pretty good draft class, and we won't know, right? Like, let's see how what we're saying about that in on Halloween. But it's an interesting dynamic going into the final preseason game.
Yeah, it is interesting, but you know the thing about it is, some of those guys that are rookies need the work, need the timing still, and they get out there and they play a little. They may play like the veterans and the starters from last year played in the other game. Show me a little something, come sit down. Then we'll get the other guys in there.
So as we get into the show, we have a packed show coming today. We're going to open the phone lines up a little later. Dan Quinn is scheduled to sit down with us at 12:45 here in the tent. So that'll be a lot of fun to talk to Commanders head coach DQ. Don't miss that at 12:45. Nick Baumgartner is going to join us. Peter Rosenberg is going to join us later in the afternoon. I wanted to start by having – I don't know where this falls, B, but I am – you know, like I have a master's in journalism. Once upon a time, I considered myself a very real journalist. As your career changes, like I don't write like I used to. The radio is a very different thing than like – you know, this is about opinions and stuff, but I like to think I understand the line of what's fair, what isn't, what are real questions, what is deserves to be asked, all those sorts of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to start, obviously this Brian Robinson situation is unfolding. It's pretty damn clear he's on the way out. And that's the business of football, right? Like that's just real life. Yesterday, I posted a video, and I didn't ask the question. Alex Flume asked the question from DC News Now. But Bill Kroski Merritt is a rookie running back, and he got asked about Brian Robinson. And I thought Bill nailed it. He's like, man, I've learned a ton from B-Rob. We're friends on and off the field. I don't have much more to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that question is completely within bounds. Like, I understand he's a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, this is a dude you shared the running back room with who's now not there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the responses on Twitter were like, man, that's such junk to ask that. They don't need this negativity. And I don't think
– I don't think the question is out of bounds. But I think a lot of people want to get – they think they're going to get what they're not going to get. You know what I'm saying? Players at this level, they've seen guys get cut. High school, college, little league, whatever. They understand that dynamic. But to be honest with you, a lot of people asking the questions are not asking the questions to get that clever or intelligent of an answer. They want to get something to be able to run with. And I think a lot of people – but come on. I said over and over again, Jeff, I feel like a broken record. You got to realize what you're dealing with. When you get stuff from social media, they're not going to come back in a nice way. If you keep diving into that cesspool, you're going to keep getting cesspool vibes. That's all you're going to get. Nobody, listen, bro, I have never seen anything go on social media, even if it's great, that gets all 100% positive responses.
Sure. I think fans have an unrealistic expectation or something of what constitutes a fair question. Like, even yesterday, where Dan Quinn, I think, for the first time, showed a hint of frustration with the Terry McLaurin questions, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, like, I'm not here to play Where's Waldo. Basically, he's going to be out there when he's out there. I think...
Because the questions keep, like, I sit over here, and I get offended by the people asking the same question over and over in different ways. I'm like, dude, he didn't answer the question five times. He's not going to answer the sixth time. And it happens on a daily basis. I think sometimes we beat a dead horse instead of – it's so many damn stories we can discuss, especially on this football team right now. We can ask a million questions, but they keep going back to the same one, same one, same one, same one. And I get fed up listening to it from different people. You think he don't get fed up hearing it?
Sure. And I think even with the Where's Waldo comment, I think DQ handled it well. He's like, listen, I'm not trying to come at you, but I'm not going to do this every day, every question.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's fair. I think with the Terry questioning, it's been maybe once a week. And to me.
And more than once a week. But
you think?
Oh, hell yeah. And every time he talks, he's easy to even ask that.
I don't think it's every time.
But every time he talks, Jay.
I think there's a misunderstanding of what the role is. And then, like, my man Ernie tweeted me right now. What did media want as an answer, especially from a rookie who was just trying to make the team?
They got the perfect answer.
He answered the question
perfectly.
Yeah.
But I promise you, the people, whoever was listening for the answer was not pleased with that answer. They wanted something else to be able to go on to make that story longer. He basically shut that ass down, okay? He shut it down with an intelligent
answer. Are you saying
DQ or Bill? No, Bill did.
I thought he nailed it.
He nailed it and shut it down, but that's not what they really wanted. Like, when we come out and we go, well, he nailed it. Yes, he did. But it's always something else festering that they want an extra little thing. And I like the fact he did it like that. Keep doing it like that. I used to answer the question. I talk 5 minutes. I would never answer your damn question.
Well, I don't think there
is. I played with it.
I think there is probably at this point. So, C-Rod talked yesterday. Eckler talked yesterday. And Bill talked yesterday, mm-hmm. right? And Eckler, I really appreciate Austin stopping because I don't think he really wanted to, and he knew what the questions were going to be about,
mm-hmm.
and he was just a pro. And he's like, listen, man, we control what we can control. The NFL is a crazy league. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And that's just so accurate, right? I wasn't in on C-Rod. I was there for Eckler and Bill. I don't know that Chris was asked about it directly. I think you got to use some real tact when you ask trickier questions. Like I learned actually Mike Jones when I was like probably on my first year on the beat. This is back when Joe Barry was defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And this was when Odell Beckham was like at the peak of his powers. And the Skins were getting ready to play the Giants. And I think I asked like a direct question like, you know, Odell Beckham's coming off three straight 100-yard games. how do you guys plan on slowing that down?
Mm-hmm.
And Joe B just completely sidestepped it, and credit to him. You remember Joe B would never say a player's name? He would only say their number?
Yeah.
I always thought that was funny. But, like, you got to learn over time, like the way to try to get an answer isn't always with the most direct question. But I also think now, like, there were about 800 trades yesterday in the NFL. Sure seems like one for Brian Robinson's coming. Like, at some point, that's not a topic anymore. The Terry thing continues to linger because there have been all these, like, procedural steps along the way with where, you know, now Terry's on the active. So where is he? I think one thing that frustrated, maybe frustrates is too strong a word, but I think people need to take seriously how sincere and thoughtful and comprehensive when DQ says we have specific plans customized to every player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not BS. Like, mm-hmm. like Marcus Mariota was doing individual drills yesterday. We haven't seen Mariota in a while. They have a super detailed plan mm-hmm. for when Marcus is going to do X, when he's going to do Y, when, and like.
They do, but they're not going to tell you what it is.
Right. They're
not going to tell nobody what it is.
And to the Terry situation, mm-hmm. I don't think either of us think he really had an ankle injury. But he also hasn't practiced football in a while,
mm-hmm.
and they're not just going to throw him back out there and say, all right, dude, it's a padded practice today. You're with the ones. You guys are going to get 30 snaps. Like, you got to ease into the water.
You got to ease into it. But, Jay, I've been around media a long time, and I'm going to tell you the problem I have with a lot of people in media. They write the story ahead of time, and then they want to ask you questions that will benefit the story that they just wrote. And when you don't answer it, they act like, well, I got a job to do. Well, you know what? Shouldn't have wrote the damn story before you got the answers. You know what I mean? And that's why when you hear those questions, I've mentioned to you several times where a group of the people, I listen, that one person asks a question, and then when they don't get the answer, the next person come back and ask that same question in a different way. And I think people think that the people on the football side are stupid. They understand what's going on, and it happens that way. So when you constantly do it, then it becomes annoying. But if you were to come in and you ask the question and you begin to look at more than just me having a job to do, I got a story to finish. If you look at what goes on, you understand what you're picking up. They have a detailed plan for every person. And every time somebody's injured or they miss, what do? They have their little ramp-up period. You know what I mean? They do it all the time. It's no different for other person because we ready to finish to go put our story out that we already wrote.
Busy, busy day. Last official day of training camp here in Ashburn. B. Mitch and Finley, we're just getting warmed up. Let's talk a little B-Rob, what we think could happen today or certainly before the end of the weekend. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best.
We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big Bear. Somewhere Chris Kerwin's laughing in his car. B. Mitchell Finley live, Ashburn, Virginia. Final day of training camp, and all of Odyssey Sports training camp coverage is brought to you nationally by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. B, what do you think has been the most positive development? I think we've been out here a month. I think we came out here July 21st or something.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think has been the most positive development since we've been out here?
You mean specifically about football or?
If you got something else, I'm
going with the O-line, D-line. They've invested in big boys because they knew they had to get better. And I think just watching the game last week, without all of the people that they invested in available, they look way better. They look better than they did last year in a short period of time. And I'm only looking forward to even better. I can take it to another position. The cornerback, the defensive back room looks drastically better. They still have to play, but it looks better to me right now.
I think those are both real positives we've seen. Mm-hmm. I think the O-line specifically, the work we saw them get in New England, when I think a lot of people didn't have the vantage point we had, and watching Tunsil just toss dudes around.
Yep.
You know, we had Baldinger on yesterday, and he said, Tunsil might not be the best left tackle in football, but he's among them. And the knock on Tunsil's penalties, and even in, you know, in that work in New England, he did get flagged.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the way Tunsil has played, the way Connerly has come on, I think Wiley played well last year and has been just a dog this camp.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about the O-line. I'm really excited about their ability to run the football. I think the Bill story was nothing but fun until we realized it probably meant the departure of Brian Robinson. And I like B-Rob just as a human, and I want him to land in a good spot. But watching a seventh-round rookie running back come in and be that impressive has been pretty darn cool. I also think seeing these big guys, seeing Jacob Martin against Cincy, I thought was really encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
I think we know Kinlaw, Wise, there's a body of work there.
Remember I kept talking about Martin?
Yeah, you liked him as soon as they signed him.
I went and then you look at him and you now that we have Von Miller – go look at some of Von Miller's pass rush moves.
I mean, it's crazy.
He's damn near on the ground when he's going around the edge. And guess what? That 6'5", 6'6", offensive lineman can't get that low and still have power. And this dude, Jacob Martin, had a lot of that with him. I didn't know if he'll be good or what, but I just saw something that caught my attention.
That bend, baby.
Yep.
Got to have that bend. I saw an interesting tweet from Rossini this morning. So we saw a bunch of trades yesterday in the NFL. A bunch of them. All kind of similar depth pieces that probably weren't going to make a roster get traded for late picks. Just running through, there were four trades in the NFL yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The Chiefs traded Sky Moore and a seventh to the 49ers for a sixth. Sky Moore, there was a lot of excitement about him. He's really done very little in the NFL. And that nets you a sixth. Broncos trade Devon Vele to the Saints for a fourth and a seventh. I think people were pretty stunned by the compensation that New Orleans gave up for Devon Vele. I don't know. What's your text thread from down there?
A fourth and a seven?
Yeah. A fourth. He's a young man that had 41 catches for 475 yards last year. Now, granted, you are getting him on a rookie deal, and he was just drafted. But he was a seventh-round pick last year, and they gave up a fourth. You have 3 years of team control, though. So a lot of NFL trades are determined by the contract value, and that has some real value. Still, I think that was a fairly surprising compensation. The Vikings traded defensive tackle Harrison Phillips and a seventh to the Jets for 2 sixths. And then the Browns traded a defensive tackle, Juwan Briggs, and a seventh to the Jets for a sixth. So the Jets had some sixths to work with, and they sent three of them away to bring in two new D tackles. Clearly, the Jets didn't like their defensive tackle depth.
They didn't.
And these are the kind of moves that make sense. Like, basically, teams are either getting rid of guys that they don't see in their plans that didn't work out the way they expected, or they're getting rid of guys where they're deep, like that Vikings D-line, really deep. So trading away one of their guys makes a lot of sense.
Deep, or they just basically look at the fact like, okay, this is going to be a problem. We're not going to sign this person later on. Let's see if we can get something from them.
Right.
And you get multiple sixes and sevens and things like that. You know what? That's assets to make moves later.
So Rossini tweeted out this morning, sources, teams making calls in search of running back additions include the Saints, Browns, and Chiefs. We've kind of talked about this. I think the Browns or the Chiefs would make a lot of sense for Brian Robinson.
The Chiefs would be a great move for him. Andy.
Sure. And as much as people love Pacheco out there, he has missed some time. I think Miami remains a real option for Brian Robinson. The fact that Sky Moore, who's had really light NFL production, was able to net back, you know, a late round pick. Sky Moore is going into the last year of his contract. He's never he didn't have a catch last year. His best season was his rookie year when he had 250 yards receiving. I mean, just not a guy that's done a heck of a lot. He did have some playoff success when they won the Super Bowl back in his rookie season. But Brian Robinson has proven a much higher level of play than that through 3 years. Granted, you know, running backs, whether it's fair or not, are not graded on the same caliber as other players in the NFL. But, I mean, Sky Moore in 3 seasons in the NFL has fewer than 500 receiving yards. And they moved him in a seventh for a sixth. I think there's probably a – if you're an NFL team and you like Brian Robinson, but you also know he's not in the plans here. Like, he's not going to be here. That's become incredibly obvious. Are you trading for him? Or are you just waiting it out?
Well, if you like him and you had a grade on him when he was coming out and you really think he can help your team out, you go and trade for him. Because if all it takes is one more team to get involved and then you say, well, I'll wait till you get released, well, you may not be able to get to him when you get released. You know? So it comes down to that aspect, too. Like, the person, you can let – they're going to release him. And you know that. But you don't know if you're going to be the person to be able to sign it.
Totally.
You know, so you go trade. You try to make a trade. And there may be another group that can't give up that the same aspect. I mean, the asset you'll give up. You got to make the move for how you think it'll work for you, best for you.
If you think he's a guy that helps you right away, and he's a guy that's plug and play within minutes, like, okay, he's the perfect 1B running back for us, and it costs you a sixth? Hell yeah. Rather than risk losing him in free agency. So I do think there's a market there. I think we got to just kind of watch it unfold. Clearly around the league, the phones are heating up.
I think when we watch the way things have moved here and how people move here, there are other GMs that they look I got somebody to help me today, I'll give up this fifth round pick, this sixth round. It don't make a difference to me. A lot of people put so much emphasis on the actual pick. Oh, a fifth rounder, fourth rounder. If I got a player that's already has produced and I feel that my toolage, my stuff is going to help him better, give a damn about the draft pick. You know, I got a guy who's almost a finished product here. I'm not, because I could go draft another guy in the fourth round, fifth round, sixth round. Guess what? He could come in here with multiple problems already.
Dude, Shane Steichen is playing Daniel Jones ahead of Anthony Richardson because he needs to win. He's not worried about that. What was AR, the fourth overall pick? Whenever that was, 3 years ago? One dude I'm amazed by is how Chris Ballard, the GM out there, just continues to keep his job. Maybe that'll change now. Maybe he was tight with Ursay, and Ursay has passed. Maybe that'll kind of – maybe there'll be some changes there now. I don't know. But, like, that's a big swing and a miss with the fourth overall pick. And clearly the organization is okay with moving forward in a different manner because they don't get to make that call that Danny Dimes is your QB1 unless everybody's on board.
Hell yeah.
I mean, that thing doesn't make sense.
But then again, if you have been watching Anthony Richardson play, you can make it down that he probably not the one. So let's see if this other guy could try and be something in a different place.
You imagine a true QB1 subbing himself out because he's tired?
That right there.
You remember when Jaden was passing, like, had to barely could catch his breath at the end of the Atlanta game?
Yeah.
You think that dude would ever come out of the game?
But what I'm saying is that one move right there may be the one thing that made everybody lose favor with him. He fell out of favor because a guy that said, I'm tired, in a quarterback in the game?
Tired, dog.
That right there doesn't go over. Now, you get injured, yes. Okay, we understand that stuff. You know, you may get the bell rung, but you, hey, I'm tired. Normally, the starter, the automatic knows, if I leave this game, my backup is not going to help the team like I could. 70, like I would always say in college, 70% of me is better than 100% of everybody else backing me up.
Sorry, Maniac.
And I stayed in the game. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, listen, man.
Doug,
like,
you're also the quarterback. I understand you just broke a long run. So check into a run play and just hand it off and catch your breath.
Yeah.
Opening the phones at 11. Who's been the best? Who's at the best training camp for these Commanders? Want your calls. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fam. I don't know if I'm missing the boat on this, B. But I dropped this in the text thread this morning because I've now heard it from a couple different people. Troy Halliber, who I think is like a local D.C. guy, wrote something this morning that made it to my eyes.
The thing on
the unassailable case for why John Wall's number two should be retired by the Wizards. I love John Wall. I shared an Instagram story last night. There was a really cool video that I think the NBA put together of John Wall, like highlights and just how electric he was as a playmaker. I can't get there. Can you? Retiring his jersey?
No, like retiring jerseys is normally when you did some amazing, amazing thing. And hell, Rod Strickland was here shorter and probably was as effective. I mean, I understand he was a first-round pick, and he came in and he did the Dougie. But when you put it about the basketball prowess and what he accomplished on the court, no.
Maybe I'm asking this. Have they retired zero?
No.
You can't retire two without zero. And I'm not sure you should retire zero either. Like, I think because the Wiz have had this significant dearth of success, right? Like, I think the organization's never won 50 games, or at least never in my lifetime. Maybe in the Wes Unseld days. I know they won a title in 79. Like, I'm aware of that. But I'm about to turn 44 years old in a couple weeks. Like, the best I've ever seen the Wiz do is win a first-round playoff series.
Jay.
Like, I understand there's not a ton of success, and we want to be excited about what we've seen, but we also got to understand what qualifies for the rafters.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's the whole thing. Like, today, because more eyes see stuff, they automatically assume it was great, when ultimately you just got to compare it to the others. Compare it to the numbers. And, nah, I don't see that one.
I think basketball – now, the Basketball Hall of Fame is by far the easiest to get into, and they consider everything, like college, international play, NBA, and that's cool, man, do it. And I think basketball – the fact that the Los Angeles Lakers, with the incredible pedigree and championship caliber that organization has, put a banner up for this new in-season tournament. Like, give me a break, dude. Like, if you want to acknowledge that somewhere, cool, and maybe 20 years from now that thing will matter in a different manner. But, like, too many banners going on. We all need to relax.
The Lakers won championships. I'm talking about real championships.
Right.
You don't have to put that much emphasis on that. That's not the same thing.
No. I love John. I'm really excited. He's really good on TV. I think that'll be very cool. I think we all got to chill out.
Hey, man. People like to have the people that they saw and in their era to go into places. I don't see it. I don't see that one at all.
All right. Bills head coach Sean McDermott announces Josh Allen will not play Saturday in the preseason finale against the Bucks. I don't think that should be a surprise. First time in his career, Josh Allen did not play in the preseason at all.
Oh, he hadn't played?
Mm-mm.
Well, maybe he'll start off slow this year.
Did Lamar play for the Ravens at all?
I don't know. But I'm saying Joe Burrow said he wanted to play this year because they always started slow. Maybe Josh Allen starts slow this year. You never know.
Mahomes has always played.
See, the thing about it, to me, and now I mentioned this, it's not about people getting ready for football today. It's about, I don't want them to get hurt. You can get hurt a first play of the first regular season game. But I guarantee normally if you can go through some stuff, you get better accustomed to getting hit and rolling with the punches and stuff like that.
When we return, let's talk training camp as things wrap up today. Who's had the most impressive training camp? Who's been the best rookie, best free agent signing, best veteran? What's looked better, the offense or the defense? We'll open these phone lines up. We'll let you guys chime in. 800-636-1067. Going to ask the questions to the boys in the aquarium. Nobody go anywhere. Be Mitch and Finley.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.